Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chesite. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Lisbon early this morning on the first of a state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. President Murmu will hold delegation-level talks with her Portugal counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Prime Minister Luis Montenegro and the Speaker of Parliament, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. The Mayor of Lisbon will also host a special event in her honour. President will also meet members of Indian community in Portugal, and she is likely to meet some Indian researchers from various universities and academic institutions. From April 9 to 10, President Murmu will visit Slovakia at the invitation of the Slovakian President Peter Pellegrini. It will be the first visit by the President of India to Slovakia in 29 years. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that the spirit of the Indian Constitution is to treat all citizens equally, provide equal opportunities and integrate the marginalized and backward sections of society into the mainstream of progress. Mr. Birla stated this while addressing the 150th Assembly of Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU on the theme Parliamentary Action for Social Development and Justice at Tashkent in Uzbekistan yesterday. Mr. Birla mentioned that by replacing the Indian Penal Court with the Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, India has established the primacy of justice. World Health Day will be observed across the globe today to raise health awareness. The day is celebrated annually and each year it draws attention to a specific health topic of concern to people all over the world. The date of 7th April marks the anniversary of the founding of World Health Organization 1948. This year, the theme for World Health Day is Healthy Beginnings, Hopeful Futures. With increasing awareness about diseases, mental health challenges and the importance of preventive care, health has emerged as a top priority across the world. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Wealth Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by the Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday with 288 members in favour and 232 against it, while the Rajya Sabha passed the bill on Friday with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. Renowned Indian Sen artist Sudarshan Patnaik has become the first Indian to receive the prestigious Fred Darrington Sen Master Award for his outstanding contributions to Sen art. The award was presented during the Sen World 2025 International Sen Art Festival in Dorset, England. To mark the occasion, Patnaik created a 10-foot-high sculpture of Lord Ganesha carrying the message of world peace. The award holds special significance this year as it commemorates the 100th birth anniversary of legendary British sculptor Fred Darrington, a report.
Sudarshan Patnaik, a Padma Shri awardee from Odisha, has participated in over 65 international sand art festivals and championships. His work, often blending spiritual themes with social messages, has earned him widespread recognition, but the Weymouth Award marks a new high. The Sand World exhibition at Lodmore Park, known for its massive detailed sand sculptures created using just sand and water, and features works from artists across the world. But this year, it's a message from India, carved in sand and rooted in peace, that's leaving the deepest impression.
And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over Gujarat, Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Punjab during the next 4 to 5 days. It forecast gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over many parts of northwest India, Maharashtra and South Peninsula during the next 4 days and fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius during subsequent 3 days. We have a report from Delhi.
According to the IMD, maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest India, central India, South Peninsula India and Maharashtra. Meanwhile, a fresh spell of rainfall along with thunderstorm and lightning will likely be over East India till the 10th of this month. The weather agency has also forecast light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds of speed up to 50 km per hour over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Karnataka as well as over East and Northeast India during the next 5 days. Similar weather conditions are also expected over Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 6 to 7 days. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.